Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham on YouTube, and then you can type in Mark Parham on Rumble, and then also you can follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham podcast. So, you always hear people talk about, how negative, black men are online, and how black men are going back and forth with each other, and how black people and men should be focusing on better things and all this other stuff. But when I look at the internet, and I go on the internet like everybody else, I'm seeing a lot of back and forth with black women. Like, I'm seeing black women against black women. And my question is, do black women really like each other? I'm seeing black women insult each other. I'm seeing black women talk about each other in degrading ways and bring up controversy and who's messing with this person and this person, is this and that. And, it just goes to show you that, when you really look at things, so many times, black men always get, we always get criticized for, talking about each other and things like that. But it's really black women also. I mean, if you really think about, even though people talk about colorism, people always say, oh, black men are always interested in a woman's color and light and dark and all this other stuff. But women talk about those same things, too. I mean, there's some women that won't date a guy that's too dark, or that only prefer a guy that's, light. Or there's some people that are online who are black women that, talk about all this. We're going to leave black men, and black men aren't worth dating and marrying and all this other stuff. So, again, I think black women have a lot of issues that they need to handle, because it's so easy to always blame black men. Well, black men are this, and black men are lazy, and black men don't want to marry and all this other stuff. But sometimes you have to look in the mirror and say, well, why aren't black men marrying us? Or why are black men, feeling this way? And I think a lot of women, black women, don't do that. It's so easy to point the finger. And it's so easy to, always think you're right. But again, I think that some black women need to look in the mirror and say, well, men aren't interested in me, or they're not marrying me because of my attitude, maybe, or because, how I act or how I conduct myself, or just things like that. Sometimes we think that, it's somebody else that's the problem, when we need to look in the mirror and realize that, no, there's things that we do. Some black women don't want to, go down that road. A lot of black women deal with trauma, but also black men deal with issues and trauma and things from the past. And so I think sometimes, you don't hear that perspective from black men because, people don't want to be perceived as weak and things like that. So I just think, some black women need to look in the mirror and just get things right with themselves. I mean, you can't always point the finger and say, well, it's black men's fault. And I've even, if you look on some of the, with the content creators, some of the black male content creators that, cater to black women and say, oh, black women are correct about this and that. I mean, I just look at the comment section. It's like, that he's right. And, I was looking for, this is refreshing and all this other stuff. And it's just like, no, you have a huge group. Well, I wouldn't say huge group, but you have segments online, just like anything else, of black men that pander, that they'll make videos saying, well, black women are correct about this and they're correct about that. And again, nobody's correct 100% of the time. And I think that black men and women need to come together, sit down, and just talk and have open discussions without, people being judgmental or people saying you're wrong or you should do it this way and do it that way. That's why, like I said, some of these in a previous podcast, the worst thing to happen to black people is listening to these experts, because a lot of these experts, when you do some research, they're not married, they're single, they're divorced, they went through this, they're bitter about black men, they're telling black women, you need to leave. And I think it's the what is it, divestor movement or something like that, acting like the grass is greener on the other side. And I think all of those things don't help the black community. We need to get back to having open discussions, open dialogue, and just speaking to each other and not being so judgmental. And then that's how we come up with solutions. But we're not going to come up with solutions if we're in an echo chamber of, being around people that are saying we're right 100% of the time. And so that's just my message to black women. Again, black men love black women. Even though you look online and you think you see the content and the passport broke content and it's saying, oh, we'll get a woman from a different race and stuff like that. No, black men love black women. We think black women are beautiful. I love black women. I think there's nothing like a black woman, but black women also need to get themselves straight and look in the mirror and, correct things and just be open to having discussions, open to talking with other black men to, and that's the only way we're gonna come together, and that's the only way to build a healthy relationship with each other. Because if you look at a lot of these social media platforms, it's big business to always talk bad about each other. So it's big business for black women to go online and say, oh, black women, you did this, you slept with this man, and you're horrible. It's just big business. Again, a lot of people love controversy. And so I would say that this whole back and forth is not healthy. It's not healthy for the black community. And again, just like black men need to work on some things, the black women that are listening to this also need to work on some things. So, again, that's just my point of view. I know I was a little bit all over the place, but you get what I'm trying to say. The only way that black men and black women can come together, have healthy relationships, is to have open dialogue and discussion. So, again, let me know how you feel in the comment section. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can follow me on Spotify, Mark Parham Podcast, and then also I'm on Rumble. You just type in Mark Parham. So anyway, thank you.